the parade.
Way too much stuff.
Somebody
replaced your... Your roof, right?
We have a big holiday party.
And I'm not even going there.
Once a year.
Oh, we had some penetrating questions.
Wow, that's awesome.
Stories.
I was not...
Fix that.
Sure. So I'm hoping next year we're going to have a
conference. You know, to take CVs. Oh, we did.
There were so many people that came for this meeting.
It was packed.
And it seemed like they were...
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Call to order. Roll call.
Steve City.
Here.
Palm Springs.
Here.
Palm Desert.
Here.
DHS. Not here yet. Midcorn.
Savvy, would you do the honors of Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, yes, thank you. And we magically have a
flag. Oh,
how about that? Please stand and join me in honoring our great country.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we will move to public comments.
That's true.
Item 5 on the agenda, committee members and directors' comments. Does anyone have any thing they would like to... Okay. And that takes us to the consent calendar. Which is basically the approval of the minutes for the October 30th board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, I hate to do this to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a voter. Can we do anything today?
You could smile, and we will record your votes.
We'll record it.
Okay.
And it's what we did last time. You were an advisory member until the second reading.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment on
Sorry.
That. And Yvonne's in the same boat.
Okay. Yes.
So, okay.
Her boat might have some holes in the...
Yeah.
We don't know about that yet.
She's still bailing.
Yeah. Okay. That takes us to item 7. Update on our progress.
And it's somewhat related to even that comment. We have two official members of the CCA thus far, and a third is pending a second reading of the ordinance on December 14th. And if that goes affirmatively, then Palm Desert becomes your third official member. And related to the discussion on Desert Hot Springs, you probably saw my notes or Katie's, the city postponed action again on considering even a first reading of their ordinance until mid-January. They did have some individual members of that council had very specific questions about the JPA that we hadn't heard before. We tried our best to address them that night, but I think there was just too much confusion for that council to get three votes to move forward. But we've been there before. You saw my letter, hopefully it's in your agenda packet to the council. I would presume that this board would consider Desert Hot Springs and other cities in the Coachella Valley potential membership at a future point. But in order to get action item 7B done, we really had to move on and close the doors, at least temporarily, to membership. Otherwise, we will never get to filing an implementation plan. And in that implementation plan, as you'll hear, we have to provide some very specific details about load and the business plan. So that's a little bit about Desert Hot Springs, so we're hopeful to get them on board. And as I pointed out in my letter, unless something changes with the PCIA, those cities with many low-income ratepayers, and Desert Hot Springs certainly qualifies, may actually fare much better than everybody else. So whether Desert Hot Springs joins this CCA or another one, I'd certainly encourage them to do it. They could really benefit, and we'll certainly talk to Yvonne and others about that. Schedule on at the back of this section of 7A... On the back of the letter I sent to the City of Desert Hot Springs, you'll see an implementation schedule. And just for your review, that's on page 11. We're, of course, midway through this schedule where the implementation plan is being considered for your considered today for approval. With that, we would submit to the PUC and to Southern California Edison and begin work on a number of other bits of paperwork. And we sat down and visited with your chairman just a few days ago and identified all the other things, bylaws and other things that we'll need to adopt over the next few months. Our priority really has been on getting the implementation plan done and out the door, because that starts the clock ticking. And we know that there's some uncertainty in the marketplace, and we're going to hear more about that and what we're doing to conservatively project this exit fee or PCIA. We do expect to go live in July of this year. That's our game plan. Certainly things could get in the way of that, particularly if Edison is swamped with other similar requests. And you have to keep in mind that this is a pretty particularly fertile area right now, with a lot of communities considering joining or creating CCAs. I look down the room and I introduce Mike to all of you informally, but for the record, Mike Jenkins is here, and Mike is CVAG's new general counsel. Welcome, Mike. It's depending on your meeting schedule, which we'll also talk about, I don't see Mike's involvement at your meetings very often, but because he's here for the CVAG Executive Committee meeting, we have a little business to take care of. I encourage Mike to come here a little early and at least meet you all. And he's going to step out at 3, not because he dislikes the formation of CCAs, but because he's going to be charging some other client for a conference call. Right? So that's our game plan right now, and perhaps Chairman, I don't know if it'd be useful again to remind you of who's sitting around the table and perhaps who's not. We do have Don Dame on board.
Yes.
Don, welcome, Don. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, right. Good to be here. Here you're fine. Thank you, folks.
We could go around the room. Jeff?
Jeff Fuller with the Energy Authority. Ben Druyan, CVAG.
Lori Allan with Palm Desert.
Jeff Coors with Palm Springs.
Shelley Kaplan, Cathedral City.
Savvy Jonathan, Palm Desert.
Charlie McClendon, Cathedral City.
Eric, we don't want to leave you out.
That's okay. Eric Falchi, I'm CVAG.
Ryan Steedell with Palm Desert.
Jay Verona, Palm Springs.
I do want to note that Ryan is the best hockey player turned soccer player in the room. That's happy. Are you a hockey player, too?
Not
no,
really.
No, no, okay, well. With that, that's kind of a summary. Perhaps so we talk a little bit about the hearing tomorrow, Katie. I know, Shelley, you plan on attending the PUC hearing that's being hosted by Edison in lovely Irwindale tomorrow afternoon. We'll be talking specifically about data management and sharing issues. There are all sorts of complications with this exit fee, and Ben, Katie, and your chairman will be attending tomorrow. We look forward to hearing more about that. And you have a fact sheet?
I'm just handing out a fact sheet about the power charge indifference adjustment. This is just for information. As Tom said, several of us will be attending the meeting, and at this stage, the conversation is all about the calculations and getting data so that we and other CCAs can do those calculations and evaluate Edison's formula. But this is really just informational for your background info.
So if something comes out of that hearing, we'll certainly follow up with you by email. That's the extent of my staff report. And if this meeting does run a little long, just note that I've got to run down to the executive committee meeting a few minutes before 4, but I suspect it will be done well before that. Mr. Chairman, that's the extent of my report, and maybe the record.
God, I hate being a cripple.
Reflect.
God.
You're good.
I forgot the snowbirds are in town. I just can't. Coming from Desert Hot Springs is like coming from the other side of the world.
It can be.
Down here where all these crazy drivers are.
And Mr. Chairman, just for the audio record, we'll note Yvonne Parks.
Has arrived.
He's in the house.
Somebody can't recognize that voice and the account from Desert Hot Springs is here. And welcome, Yvonne. I gave him a very short rendition of your last city council meeting, and noted, I'm sure this board will consider Desert Hot Springs at the right opportunity when the city is ready to move forward with the CCA. Yeah.
Look here.
So any questions from the board?
Yes. Just on that timeline, I just want to make sure I'm reading it properly. So we're shooting for the first, all goes well, first opt-out notice to go out in May of 18. The
yes.
final one in August of 18.
Right.
But we go live around July.
Right. There's two before and two after.
Yeah. Perfect. So that I'm reading that correctly.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And may I ask a question? Does that include doing everybody at once? Because I know along the way there was talk about a phase one and a phase two. Is the idea now that everybody goes at once?
It is that we're planning on doing it at once. And I think a lot of these CCAs thought about phasing it in, and it caused a fair amount of confusion when they did. So doing it all at once seems to be a simpler and easier strategy. I forgot to mention, we do have a website that we're working on. We don't want to go live until we're a little closer to getting closer to implementation. Ben, you going to walk us through this?
Sure. So these are some of the pictures that we decided to go with that represent our desert area and small business owners. As you can see, we have our little model in here. It's a lot similar to some of the other CCA websites, so it won't add confusion if some people are already used to CCA websites. But we also have information about how who's a part of it or who's going to be a part of it, hopefully, and other updated information FAQs. So this is our just our kind of like our brief landing page website platform until we actually go live. Then we'll have a more diverse and very large website that will people will be able to go into opt out and do a whole bunch of other functions. So this is just kind of like just the basics for people to go to for information.
So we'll give you a more complete update on the media and outreach plan in the beginning of 2018. Again, our focus right now is the implementation plan and getting that timeline started. And the marketing and outreach will follow.
That website's not popping up. Is it live yet?
Not yet.
No. I missed that.
We just wanted to show the board. This is what we have.
When do we plan on making it live?
Once we kind of approve
maybe 28th January or...
Actually, for the whole
this could go
this
live
could go
before
live.
That.
Yeah. This could go live in like next week.
Yeah.
This portion.
It's meant to be just at least so there's a location where folks can find out about it, and as we go forward,
yeah, some
said,
information.
We'll be adding more. The options of opting out would be something that could be done on the website. That'll come as part of the leader, so we could go live. You'll see some of the stuff that's on there right now. This project has the. We are also working on social media websites, our Facebook and other social media that would go along with this.
So basically, it's desertcommunityenergy.org or something.
It'll be desertcommunityenergy.org, and we have a .net, I believe, or a .com. We reserve both of them just to have them so it wouldn't be confused.
So community...
Desertcommunityenergy.org, yeah. And .net, .com.
And on the time chart, when you say that beginning in December there'll be marketing and outreach... We're in December now. That was a question that came up at our council meeting. Are we retaining, are we entering into a marketing contract? Are we going to, I recall discussion about mailers and social media and so forth. Do we have a marketing plan yet?
We do. And the who's the your lead? Was it Lean? And
Green Ideals?
Green Ideals was the original... marketing component to the TA team, and we, in discussions with you all, decided we also want to have a local firm engaged and involved, and Earthworks was one of eight, I think, that submitted proposals. There was an interview panel set up, and Earthworks was selected. So they've already started work on some of this, but I wouldn't expect a whole lot of work to occur until January.
Okay. That's basically where our logo came from.
Right. Yeah, I remember at the last presentation, but I meant more of the outreach to the community.
Yeah.
So maybe it's up to
you. And you could imagine, we have a little uncertainty. a big one. And so we don't want to do a lot of outreach until we firm up the membership.
The whole conversation we had with you. So if for example, we're going to get into the discussion about the submittal to the PUC, obviously Palm Desert is one of the three cities considered, but at this point you still need to have your second vote. So we really didn't want to push it until everything's firm.
What we're doing right now is just getting the groundwork done. So this website, the marketing team is working on some outreach. We actually have done some outreach in Desert Hot Springs to in advance of their council meeting. So we're just getting all the pieces together so that when we have the, we're ready to do that, we have the background, the website, the talking points and all of that information. Okay. And we will be starting to reach out to, you know, stakeholder groups.
If all goes as planned, maybe at our next meeting, the chair would consider having the marketing consultant in here to kind of summarize and what they have in mind, and maybe get a taste of what the notices look like, and so forth, just to get a sense of what's ahead. Thank you.
Will do.
That's the extent of my report.
Okay. That will take us to the adoption of Resolution 2017-01. Which is approving the DCE implementation plan and authorizing its submittal to the CPUC. I think Jeff is going to pick this up.
It's
there. You want to start,
Katie? Okay. Can you go to the next slide? So the implementation plan, as the staff report lays out, is one of the required steps in the process of forming a CCA. It actually has to be filed with the California Public Utilities Commission. They'll have 90 days to certify the document. It sounds like here, I have not seen this yet, but I have heard from a couple folks that with, I think Tom had mentioned, with all the CCAs forming, they're somewhat challenged by that 90-day commitment right now, but they're doing the best. But anyway, approximately 90 days to review that. By and large, the implementation plans are fairly pro forma at this point as far as text, content, those types of things. The next slide will lay out, at least at a high level, and I think the staff report did some of the specific topics. But generally, they become pretty pro forma, and then obviously loads and resources and financial statements are unique to each CCA. And then also, too, Edison, as my understanding, requires, this isn't required to form a CCA necessarily per se, but Edison likes to receive a copy of it as well, and that officially kicks off a six-month notice with them in order to be prepared to launch. So obviously the goal is to get this filed in December to meet a July 1 launch date. And even though that's Edison and the PUC that's setting those timelines, there's some other things related to the California Independent System Operator that also take 4 to 5 months. So there's a number of other steps in the process along the way that go on during this 6 months. So at a high level, the other key thing that before I launch into the specifics that the implementation plan does lay out is just to reiterate the goals of the program. So rate savings, more renewable, and with a particular emphasis on local generation and those types of things, greenhouse gas reduction, and then local control. The implementation plan is fairly high level. I mean, it does have financial projections in there. It does have load resource balance. But as far as program specifics, it's intended to just provide a broad framework, not specific prescriptive type actions that you do have to take at a future time. So as far as the actual content goes, you know, the aggregation process, you know, communities joining, how they join, that you've decided to form a joint powers authority to do that, how the CCA will be organized as far as organizational structure, and, you know, gets into outsourcing the staff functions and management and administration to CVAG, at least up front. Talk about where the startup funding will be coming from. And in large part, that'll be coming from the TEA and Calpine team here, but it talks about that. It does have a financial plan, although it doesn't really get into the stress scenarios like you saw in your technical study. We can do that work. We're set up to do that work offline, but the actual implementation plan itself really just lays out the expected case on a cash flow perspective. It does talk about setting rates. So that how you plan to set rates, that there'll be, noticed during public hearings, that there'll be the governing board that'll approve those rates, those types of things.
I think we even talk about, or I know we talk about too, that at least at the outset, rates will be set just as a percent adjustment to Edison's rates and those types of things. Talks out, again, at a fairly high level about how we'll procure power. It doesn't get into the specifics on timing, volumes, those types of things, but at a broad level, talks about that we'll use competitive processes, lays out at least kind of broad framework for how much renewable energy, GHG-free energy, those types of things, and then does lay out the contingency plan if the program were to terminate. If there's specific questions, but that was kind of at a high level.
There is one question that came up from one of my colleagues. I don't know, is this the appropriate time to bring that up? Okay. So she was asking, and you don't know who that would be because I have four female colleagues. she was asking, yeah, I agree with that. So she was asking about whether in the JPA, there is a trigger of Article 6.1.3 that refers to an analysis that looks 3 years forward, but after receiving actual bids. But then it appears that this document is the one being referred to, although it doesn't seem to have actual bids. So there's a bit of an inconsistency. Can you
address that?
Yeah,
sure. So we wouldn't actually solicit bids for Desert Community Energy until we're ready to do so. However, TEA is active in the market, and this information, all the pricing information, is based off of real bid information that we've received for other CCAs that we're working with. And you know, kind of maybe to go down a little bit deeper on the energy side of the equation, so not the renewable energy or the capacity, just the energy, you can think of it as there's kind of like a stock exchange type of a thing. Yeah. There's actually online trading at any point in time. You can go see where energy is trading at and their live bids and offers and those types of things. So that's where the energy pieces are coming from, and those are being updated continually. Then the resource adequacy capacity and the renewable energy, those are based off of actual bids we've received for other entities. And plus, we're just always out, always, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, just talking to market participants, gauging where the market prices are at. So these are based off of actual quotes, and we would represent them as if you were ready to go procure power today. This is a representation of where we could procure that energy at.
Okay, so it's a representation, it's kind of loosely based on current rates, but we can't have actual bids until, it's a chicken or the egg, until...
And it is based off of actual bids, it's just actual bids for other entities, but for similar products.
Okay. But the 30-day trigger is when you actually take the bids, not this document.
It's of this document. We can't go out for bids until we know how much, what load we're serving.
Right.
6.8. We're going to need to know if Palm Desert's in or not before we solicit bids.
Well, and
but there have been, as pointed out, there are bids out there. Now there's the market is.
That was the question I think from another council member was, is this triggering the 30 days?
It is.
Yeah, this is. I believe when it says report, you are referencing the implementation.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, it was just it's not a problem, it's just confusing because it referenced receiving bids, which the implementation plan has not received bids. So it's just kind of unclear, but that clarifies it.
I think we have an ongoing chicken and egg
issue
that we've got to deal with.
Right.
The reality is that we need to work with TEA as a board to understand how we're going to be allocating what we're going to be purchasing, how much of it is going to be long-term, what the characteristics of it are, how much will be short-term or spot market. And none of that has really been determined yet either. So it's an ongoing process.
Thank you.
And is because we may get the question, well, can we see the bid information?
Absolutely.
And we may not need it in the next few days, but maybe before November 14th, is the bid information relatively transparent and can be provided to Mr. Jonathan's colleagues or not? I assume it is. It's all...
Yeah, it's all out in the public realm. If you're talking about actual bids that we've received on things, yeah, we...
Specifically on page 7, there's reference to a rate, I think, of 7 cents a kilowatt hour. in reference to the indemnities. I think it's page 7. No. If I have it right. No? Oh, maybe page 28. I'm sorry.
I think it's chapter 7.
Maybe page 28, if we can, there's a reference to 7 cents per kilowatt hours and what that includes.
I mean, we can certainly share the information that went into the 7 cents is actually more than just the procurement dollars.
Right.
That also includes, it's just round numbers here, that's about 5.5 cents for power supply, 1 cent for PCIA, and 0.5 cent for reserves is the buildup.
Would you be able to maybe email us something substantive on that? It mm-hmm. seems to be an area of concern. Not concern, but it's a question.
Yeah.
And if we can get where that number came from and any kind of reference, third-party documentation, whatever, I think that would resolve it.
Yeah, okay.
We do have a December 14th council meeting, so yeah. To some extent, the sooner the better.
And you plan on attending that as well, right, Jim?
I do, yeah.
It might even be useful to have, and I've without creating a lot of work for you, because I don't think it's out there, a summary of your activity in the marketplace.
Okay.
How much trading do you do? Mm-hmm. And I suspect that a lot of folks know much about TEA and our parts.
Yep.
So we could provide maybe a short summary of your activity in the marketplace.
Sure. We can do that.
So the implementation, of course, another challenge here is the implementation plan is not a guarantee. It's the best snapshot in time, and we were just visiting a little bit before the meeting. Some of the estimates and assumptions are relatively conservative, and I think this board, given your comments already about the financial part of this being the most important, I think our consultant took that to heart and made assumptions that the finances are driving this more than anything else. Yes, greenhouse gases and other good things will come, but first and foremost is a reduction on rates, and secondly, and very much intertwined, is creating a reserve so that we have the capacity to drive rates even further down in the future.
Right.
Is that a fair
yep.
assessment?
And to support demand side management.
So again, that wasn't an idle exercise when you all participated in planning. It did drive this in a big way, again, with the priority being rate savings.
So just talking again about the unknowns associated with this, because we're obviously having a meeting tomorrow on how much Southern California Edison is going to charge as an exit fee. Obviously, Jeff has put a certain amount into the pro forma with respect to what we think they may be charging, and it's a conservative amount, hopefully, but we won't know that for probably quite a while, a number of months, if not longer. So.
Well, we'll know the PCA for 2018 on or about January 1st.
Oh, okay. It'll be that quick.
Now, we won't know the subsequent years, then we're back to the forecast, but at least for 2018 and the first half year at launch, we will know that.
And there's an advisory that you just received in November, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Sort of an update that reflects pretty close to that.
Yeah. And we're not expecting things to deviate much, but I always like to see the actual.
Are there other questions?
Yeah, based on our meeting last week, I think there's some you hit the nail on the head.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll work with Katie on preparing the draft response so we can iterate through this too. If it doesn't satisfy it, just let us know and we can.
That'd be great. I appreciate your help.
Yeah.
And you're on our meeting December 14th.
Right.
We'll ask you later if you want to go before or after short-term rentals.
Definitely before.
You like the midnight hour.
You never go after short-term rentals.
No.
We both learned.
You know, yeah.
I did that in Palm Springs.
Yeah. Yes, you were one night. Yeah. You were there.
We wouldn't do that to you.
So any other questions regarding the implementation plan? It's a snapshot in time. Hopefully we beat some of the projections ultimately, and ultimately I think we will.
It was very geeky, but I found it interesting. I normally don't like geeky, but it was, yeah, you probably loved it. I didn't fall asleep.
So we've got 93,000 plus potential customers.
Yeah.
Which is quite a bit, and 1,500 gigawatt hours of electricity consumption projected.
It's a good size one.
And this is to, if you've heard from Don Dame, who's been our consultant putting things in perspective for us, we think signing up two or three or four cities is just, you know, a small little CCA. Given the number of people that wanted to buy me coffee or drinks up at the event in Santa Clara, this is a big deal. And our load, and we all know why, is substantial in the desert. And I can't remember Don, are we on par with Peninsula Clean Energy or Sonoma? What was it?
You're just slightly smaller than Marin. And remember, Marin has been growing fairly rapidly right now. So you're actually one of the larger CCAs in the state as we speak. And there's a handful of larger ones yet to come down the road.
We're not counting Los Angeles County.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, too, even just the American Public Power Association, which is the national trade group for traditional muni public power organizations, always publishes once a year their top 100 list. I'll share that with you. You will be well up that list.
That's interesting.
There's a few very big ones, and then they tail off very quickly.
Well, and one of the other things that's obviously going on in the Valley in terms of some of the cities like ours, we have a fairly robust growth of businesses associated with, and I use that term advisedly, with respect to cannabis, right. And they tend to use a lot of electricity.
We're becoming agricultural cities. but no, that's going to... use a lot of electricity, and it's a growing...
That's a load that hasn't been reflected, obviously.
Right, yeah. That was my question. It's not really in here yet, but...
We're using Edison's current data.
Like based on the number of permits that are moving through the system in Palm Springs, and I'm sure others are seeing, and...
Well,
Hot Springs joins us as well. You know, there are a lot of permits going through the process.
Yeah.
I think
a lot.
Yeah. We have about 125 licenses
really
going through the system.
Yeah. I think the information, if I may, on the size of the CCA and the number of customers, the number of kilowatt hours, and how it ranks in relation to the state is important information. Because my observation is, some of the people who are trying to argue against or trying to even talk people out of joining it are sort of making the case that, oh, all these other cities fell out. We hardly even have enough cities still in it to make it work. And, I think so. Therefore, I think that's important information for the community to know.
It would actually be really good to get out publicly.
We'll do that. We'll leave it into the website as well.
The three largest cities as far as usage and participation that are in it. We won't even have hardly a voice at the table because of the size of the three cities, Palm Springs, Cathedral City, and Palm Desert. So Desert Hot Springs and any others that join, we'll be attending, but we won't be really participating in any big decision making.
Don could comment on that. Yeah. And it's one of the issues that came up the last Desert Hot Springs is the weighted voting notion that was woven into your JPA. And if push came to shove, the big guys could bully the little guys. Mm-hmm. Practically speaking, we can't find... This provision's been included in almost all the JPAs we looked at, and we can't find incidents where it's actually been used. And you can imagine sitting around with your colleagues and... When all of them actually agree on what the priority is, it didn't surprise me what this priority was among all of our communities. My guess is it's a provision that would never be used. So I do appreciate the concern, though, that you might have been voted out, but practically speaking, I doubt that would be an issue. I was curious that sometimes it's being used as, well, we should join Lancaster. Guess what? You have no votes there.
Yeah.
So...
Exactly.
No, but I'm only saying what was brought up.
I understand.
You might remind them that it's relative because with Edison, you also have
absolutely no voice.
You're certainly going to be ahead of where you are now.
That's right.
And more importantly, it really will do something for those communities where there is the financial need for reduced costs. And clearly Desert Hot Springs will.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think we heard from you loud and clear on that, and I think we're all in agreement. So I think that's important voice at the table.
Just have a little more education to do.
Yeah. But I think this would be really helpful, because I've heard that a little bit, and I've responded that
it gives us
more control. But I think knowing that we're actually not
so small
is really helpful.
And getting back to that for a second, so is it based on historical experience, is it reasonable to expect that we would start off with 80 to 85,000 customers?
Yeah, we've assumed a 10% opt-out rate or 90% right. participation rate, and based off of other CCAs, that's a very reasonable assumption. Many of them are close to about half that, closer to 5.
Yeah.
So
that's what we'll be.
That's significant.
I think we'll be closer to 5.
There's a certain sensitivity to Edison bills in this part of the world, so... All right, you've got a recommendation before you.
Yes, we have a recommendation to adopt a resolution. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Actually, we're conducting a public hearing. Yes, that's what we just did.
And you have to officially close it.
I have to close the public hearing. Public hearing is closed.
Okay, now so moved.
Okay. And I will then second.
Yes, hear it.
Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I would say aye if I could.
You can actually. We are noting in the record your advisory votes and positions on this. So, Councilwoman Parks, do you want to?
She just said
okay. That's great. I didn't hear you. Sorry. Right.
Like it or not, I voted.
So there. Okay, that takes us to C, which is consideration of the proposed change to the JPA.
I'll just give you a quick overview. This is a request from the City of Palm Desert, and you did consider the proposal at the last meeting, and an advisory vote supported that. In this case, we do have some language actually that was provided by the city with a proposed change that kind of goes back to the conversation we were having earlier about the report, which the implementation plan, because it contains all of the information that is described here, would represent that report. So the motion before you is to change it as shown here, as the language is shown, and one of the other aspects of this is to extend the time period for review from 15 to 30 days, and that is actually consistent with many of the other CCAs. The time period is in the number of 30 days. Just part of that was just to allow adequate time and to accommodate to the council's standards. So, happy to answer any questions.
And before he left, Mike Jenkins suggested, if it's helpful, I really defer to our Palm Desert representatives here, that you could clarify that first sentence, after receiving bids from power suppliers, could be after receiving bids, representative or illustrative bids from power suppliers, and instead of report, we could say implementation plan, so it's clear what is the trigger. But I also, since the council member in particular drafted this section, I also don't want
to change it.
A bait and switch.
Or you make a change, there's a banger the next year you're talking about.
But what staff is comfortable with the way it's written, I think we clarified with the councilwoman, one of the four, what is intended by this.
I would leave it as is for now. Certainly, I mean, this is going to be a living and breathing document, so as we move along and learn things we don't even know to ask questions about now, there'll be modifications. So.
You know what, and on that score, if you don't mind, Katie, your chairman and I, when Katie discussed a matter that came up in even Desert Hot Springs regarding PERS that's in the agreement. You're not subject to PERS. You're not hiring any employees. And if it's something that needs to be clarified later on, you do have the authority, once you're up and running, you are, to make modifications. We just have to certain notification requirements. I would put that on our housekeeping list for the spring. It's kind of a second order thing to spruce it up if we find anything else.
Okay.
Yeah, PERS was a big issue because of what the cities are facing right now with PERS.
Well, I think we can look at other alternatives as well.
Yeah, 401Ks. I mean, there's all kinds of retirements out there besides PERS.
I think, as I mentioned at the council meeting, it's not typical in the CCA industry, if you will. Most of the others, I think all of them, are not using, maybe those that are already under a government agency, but for the most part, they use some other kind of 401, 403B or some other thing.
They weren't listening. They have tunnel vision. You don't see the big picture. Can't get it all in front of your mind.
They will.
So, anyway, I'd suggest this morning as presented.
Yes, so I will move this item as presented.
And I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And we have another unanimous vote. That takes us to the attendance roster, which is just information. And are there any announcements?
Well, we really need to discuss your meeting schedule.
Yeah.
And how you want to handle that. Mondays, again, tend to be CVAG days because city councils generally don't meet on Mondays. Or they don't at all, actually, at Coachella Valley.
Sure. What were you thinking, Katie?
I think we were suggesting the third Monday of the month. The CVAG Executive Committee is on
the last,
actually
Monday.
The last, which could be the fourth, could be the fifth. So whether the third Monday and the time is flexible. The next.
You're talking about the third Mondays.
Just from then on.
As a regular.
Plan on the third Monday, and my guess is you will have at least monthly meetings for the next 6 months.
Third Monday of January is Martin Luther King Day.
And then February,
yes,
the
except for that.
Except for January.
Except
yeah.
for that. Mondays.
It's Martin Luther King Day.
You're going to get holidays on Mondays, right?
You're probably going to have that in February,
President's
too.
Day. I bet.
Yeah.
Well, that's like 2 weeks.
I want to cancel our council meeting.
For now, we'd like to schedule monthly meetings.
Monthly would make sense.
Just as we get through this.
It's just the next two.
So how about the fourth Monday?
I just want to be conscious the next two. Yeah, from the next two, the third doesn't work.
Both of those are holidays. Okay.
So the fourth Monday, does that work?
Fourth Monday?
It would be the 24th.
22nd.
Not 22nd.
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 Are we talking about 2:30 again?
The time is flexible. If that works, we'll have executive on the...
Wait, would Tuesday be... Would be the 22nd, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Are we talking...
23rd.
Still?
That's fine. Yeah.
2:30.
The point in time count showed up. I'm like, oh, no, that's...
I think it's January. I didn't
know.
It's going to be the 5th. Monday.
Yeah, we don't have it in January, probably. We'll
okay.
See.
So, the time, 2:30 or 3?
Yeah. That works for me.
2:30?
Yeah, sure. That's good.
All right.
And so the next one would be Monday, January 22nd.
So it's the fourth Monday at 2:30.
Yeah.
From
now on.
Well,
okay, I mean, I'd like to put it in.
And then the fourth.
It's going to be, flexible.
We'll send out a calendar invite for you for
the
subsequent to January.
Okay.
We'll put a whole... We'll put the list together for the entire year, and we'll give it a shot.
Good.
We'll give it a shot and put it in the agenda packet as a draft calendar, and we can make modifications to it. The most difficult thing we do around here, right?
I want you to know when I call up location on my calendar, it comes up with Civic Center Dog Park.
It's a happy place to be.
I was going to say, it would be really fun.
I'm sure
you guys
can call
a lot
more. Undeserving.
Thank you.
Anything
else?
I think that is it. Is there anything else before we adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Yeah. Don, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don.
You're showing my scene?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know?
I'm going to take this stuff.
When you get to rate setting, they probably won't go quite so quick.
Katie mentioned this in
March.
And we probably should have been all checked, by the way. Jeff and the team, because of the in and outs of cities, had a lot of work to do to kind of piece this together and meet our deadline. So appreciate
thank you. Yes, Jeff, very much. As I said earlier, this is a lot of work.
Pass it along. Maybe somebody else did all
the work. Short time frame.
I know how that is.
Do you think that changed for the
I think so.
We don't have to go back. And
this is what you have.
That's the same as I did the other day. Yeah. And they did send a presentation.
Yes.
2.5 hour drive, maybe 3 hours on the traffic.